Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome to the Wizard of Eyes show. Today I'm going to discuss what are the causes of blurred vision. It's interesting to know in medicine and health that one symptom can be due to many causes and come from many different organs. And so I can't tell you how many patients come in with a symptom of blurred vision and they think it's just their glasses. Well, that's where the wizard in the eye physician comes in to delineate what is the source and try to share the evidence and make the diagnosis. A good methodical eye exam requires a serious exploration of the issues and starts with the individual's history. 80% of diagnoses, said Osler at the turn of the last century, can be made by the patient. They just don't know how to organize the material and come up with a pattern and lead into a direction. Some causes of blurred vision or can't see require immediate attention, but most are relatively benign and have specific treatments. For instance, a 68-year-old engineer comes in complaining of blurred vision in one eye. It's always interesting to know which eye it is because many people do not recognize the vision in their non-dominant eye. The dominant eye is your brain's choice of vision, irrespective of whether it's the better seeing eye or not. And so many people don't notice the dominant eye. Well, it turns out he had a missing section of his visual field because of a calcium clot sent to his optic nerve, blocking out a quarter of the optic nerve. So the true cause was a defective heart valve that required surgery. Another person didn't know it, but they had been to the veterinarian the day before and were treating their dog for an eye problem, and of course didn't wash her hands, got it in her eye, and had a dilated pupil. Other people, let's say 40 to 45, have general anesthesia and wake up, they can't focus so well because they've lost that last bit of accommodation. And lastly, there are people that have major surgery that have alterations of the blood flow to either the eye or the brain. So it's rather evident that history is important. How long have you had a problem? Is it one or two eyes? Is it severe? Is it episodic, like a migraine? Is it associated with other eye findings, like redness, tearing, pain, headache? Does it blur your vision completely or just partially, central or peripheral? So this should be of interest to listeners because it helps you prepare for any medical exam you have to know that you are the maestro and have more information than the doctor does, and certainly cares a lot more. The pre-exam thought process is, or how I would think of it is it optical? Is it muscle imbalance? Is it an abnormal pupil? Is it cataract? Is it actually inflammation in the eye, which would certainly have more redness? Is it retinal? Is it optic nerve? Or even something as subtle as dry eyes and blepharitis, and people just confuse the priority of what the most important symptom is. Lastly, it could be a brain tumor, and there are many ways that we as ophthalmologists can actually look in the eye and help delineate that. The examination begins usually with a technician, but ultimately ends with the ophthalmologist or optometrist. Vision testing is basic because you don't know what people see unless you test their vision with and without correction, with their glasses, or with best correction. Sometimes if someone's dilated, you're not sure, you can use a pinhole because that will eliminate many refractive errors. Check the muscles that the two eyes are together because if they're not, they may not say I have double vision. They may just say, I'm blurry, I can't walk down steps, etc. And with each of these steps, you need to include and exclude things that you re-question the patient about, because you're defining it like a game of 20 questions. The examination consists of looking at a slit lamp and magnifying into the eye, looking at the back of the eye called the fundus with ophthalmoscopes, confrontation fields, just having someone look straight at you and you wiggle your fingers, color vision, measurement of prominence of the eye, and then special testing called OCT, which is a computerized tomogram that gives you a microscopic look at the back of the eye, the optic nerve and the retina. You want to think of anything systemic that goes through all the organs, whether it's GI, heart, lungs, infectious. Lyme disease is the great marauder, and so you need to think of that. Is the patient diabetic? Is their blood sugar going up and down and all over the place? Is that the fact? Do they have a thyroid problem or adrenal problem? That these are very subtle things that relate through the eye in a number of ways. There's certainly a big difference, as you can imagine, between a brain tumor and needing glasses. Does the person have headaches? If they have headaches, is it migraine? Is it blood vessel? Is it tension headache? Is it related to time of the month? Is it their blood pressure? Is it central nervous system? It's important to know whether these are inflammatory or plain vascular or actually local diseases that are causing the problem. And of course, you're going to think, yes, it's usually I'm getting older, I need new glasses. But it doesn't always have to be. And of course, individuals come in thinking, I just need new glasses, doc. And so you may have to talk to them in great depth about what the options are and whether there's the need for further testing and whether we have an idea what there are and what options can be played and what ideas they have as to what they're willing to do. Sometimes they need to be referred to a super specialist. But the real wizardry comes in defining the problem and looking at the best options for each individual. So getting an eye exam is most important when someone has blurred vision. I know that sounds intuitive, but unfortunately you can't always make an eye exam because the secretary cuts you off and said the next opening is February 2016. Well, walking into the ER is another choice, because they can get an eye doctor if they find enough evidence. Primary care doctors have a little more difficulty, although they can really ask the right questions. But 80% of diagnoses can still be made by the patient. Sometimes we have to ask over and over again about previous trauma hitting their head, whether they were in the cold, whether they're allergic to shampoos or carpet smells, etc. That we have to delve through the history multiple times. That's where you and I come in when we're the patient, because we are going to make the difference. And then the doctor must be attentive to all of the causes and be attentive to what the patient needs in terms of information. So blurred vision, like a red eye, like a headache, like tearing, like discomfort in the orbit, all has multiple possibilities. So we need to be wizards ourselves. We care about your body. We care about your eyes. We don't know if it's general or systemic. So I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and invite you to go to our website, radiomd.com, for more information on this segment or any of my segments.